All right, now we're going to pass down to the Riverside. And Josh, are you down there?
Yeah, I am. Thanks, guys. We've just had our 1 minute cannon, so boats are just lining up, ready to push out into the water. I'll just give you a quick rundown of the order, and then I think we'll be away. Starting at the top, we've got Queen's W3, who bumped up yesterday, looking to continue that form. Pits behind them in second, Lucy Calves, W2. Cats, W3 and 4. Maggie's, W3 and 5th. Keys, W3. Maggie, Maudlin, W2 and 7th. Sydney Sussex, Claire, W4. Tit Hall, W3. Pembroke, W4. Darwin, W3. Emma, W4. Wolfson, W2 and 14. Tit Hall, W4 and 15. Queen's, W4 16. Cats, 17. And Hamilton, W3 in 18. And they're away, with Queen's pulling out already quite a strong lead, opening up a nice gap behind them, Fitzwilliam, who, again, starting off quite nicely away from Lucy Cab. Doesn't look like we're going to have a catch between these three boats at the front just yet, but one to watch further down the line. In fourth, St. Cats are getting away nicely. Again, not closing the gap to Lucy Cab in front of them, but not looking under pressure just yet from Maggie's in W3. Maggie's W3 in fifth. Keys behind them are putting in quite a mighty shift there. And if I had to call an early bump, this would be the one. It's close to the length to just half a boat already and closing. So that's Keys W3 and 6, putting in a cracking start away off the line. With Lady Margaret, can't hold on much longer here. I think we're going to see a concession just before the guts, actually, just before the first corner. Looking like we might have one. Not yet, though. They're still going. Still going, but we're down to overlap now. It's only a matter of time, I feel. That's Lady Margaret and Keys W3. Still no concessions, they come to the first corner, and there it is. And that's Lady Margaret in fifth, caught by Keys W3. Behind them, Maudlin are looking under also pressure. They're down to a third of a boat length here, with Sydney Sussex putting a cracking shift behind them. Not quite ready to concede yet, that's Maudlin, but Sydney Sussex W2 putting in a cracking shift off the line there. That's one to watch as they head into the same corner, and I can't see any way out of this for Maudlin, and there it is, that's a concession. We have our second bump confirmed, exactly the same place that we saw Keys on Lady Margaret just a minute ago, which leaves Claire in a very lonely position, hoping to get around these two at the first post. It might be a struggle though, because Sydney Sussex is struggling to get out of the way of Claire, which is allowing Trinity Hall behind them, playing very nicely. So Hall coming in, but Claire has managed to get around that corner. May have lost a little bit of time there though, so that's one to watch further down the line. Behind Sit Hall, we've got Pembroke coming through very nicely, and then behind them, quite a big gap back to Darwin. Darwin in 12th, not looking like closing down on the boat in front of them, but also not looking under any pressure. Behind them, Emma. Molly, what do you see?
So I'm here at Grassy, Josh, and we have got Lucy Cab W2 right on Fitz W2. And there's a concession. So we have a bump from Lucy Cab W2 on Fitz W2. That was a very fast and really nice bump. So it's not to you, Josh. I think you might be having some fun.
Yep, I'm back at the front, and I'm just seeing Wolfson come through now with Pit Hall closing the gap again. As this first corner comes up, a lot of boats looking like a bump is likely on that first corner. As that Wolfson being chased very nicely by Tit Hall, but no concession just yet, and I think they'll make it round the corner. That's one to watch for you later down the line, Molly. Further back, there has been a bump, and it's a distance. I'm going to run down and just check up on that, but it looks like it might be St. Catherine's involved, with possibly a bump on Queen's, but again, I will check that later, as the last boat's just reeling around the corner, and that's all I can see. Molly, have you got any more action?
So I'm back here at Grassy, Josh, and we have got Claire W4 who've got they pulled ahead of Tit Hall W3. No worry there for Claire W4. They're doing a very nice boat. Have taken a very tight corner here around Grassy. I hope that steering works. But no, they've got a lot of space between them and Tit Hall W3. So Claire W4 is safe. Tit Hall W3 rowing past me right now in a very nice rhythm. They've got quite a lot of water in between them and Claire, and equally a lot of water between Pembroke W4 and Tit Hall W3. So if anything exciting is going to happen in between those three boats, it is going to require quite a big push from one of them. And then behind Pembroke W4, we have Darwin W3, the crew with the interesting blade colour, who are actually not looking too speedy. And I'm very excited to say that Emma W4 look like they have definitely gained on Darwin there. So that is Emma W4 gaining on Darwin W3. If Emma W4 can put in a little push here around Grassy, they might be in for a bump. I'd say we're at about a length in between them at the moment. Darwin has just made a push into the corner, so Emma are going to have to put quite a bit of a push in there to get to the back of Darwin. That is one to watch as they come round Grassy and into Ditton. Zoe, can you see which boats have come past you, Zoe?
Yes, we've had Queens of E3 and Cats go past. Lots of water between them. Seems unlikely that they'll catch up, but they're making great speed. They seem very relaxed, to be honest. Lots of space between them. No more sight from anyone coming out. Molly, can you see anything else?
Well, I'm thinking, Josh, can we head down to
Josh?
I think we must have had some bumps at the bottom there.
Yeah, I'm just going to confirm that bump that I said. We looked like we'd had St. Cats on Queens in 16-17. That has confirmed happened. So that's St. Cats catching Queens very early on in the race indeed. So St. Cats pulling away very quickly, making that bump. That's the second bump in 2 days for St. Cats W4, looking strong. That's all I've seen back here. So Molly, what do you have?
So Josh, I'm not sure if you can see this, but I definitely haven't had Tit Hall W4 or Wolston W2 row past me. So I would be confirming a bump Tit Hall W4 on Wolston W2. Have you confirmed that already?
Okay, I can't confirm that one just yet, but they did look, as they neared the first corner, they looked very tight on each other. I imagine they've gone into each other.
Yeah, I can see a Tit Hall crew pulled over, so I'm going to confirm that bump Tit Hall W4 on Wolston W2. That happened just at first post corner. So what we're looking for now, I suppose, is Homerton W3. Have we lost them somewhere down there, Josh?
Homerton W3, they're not with me, but I think they must have... Either they've come out very early on indeed, or... Yeah, I haven't actually seen Homerton W3 just yet, so... A bit confusing on that one, unless they've missed.
Have a search for Hom W3. And I think that's Mike. Mike, which boats can you see coming past you on the long reach, just to confirm?
Just down on the far end of the long reach here, seeing the top two crews, the top crew and the fourth crew. That's Queen 3. Obviously, Fitz were bumped by Lucy Cab earlier on in the course. There's about four lengths between Queen 3 and Cat 3. There's not enough rate there to get an overbump by the end. Don't get too excited by that. And lots of space and no further blades visible because, of course, Lady Margaret 3 were bumped by Key 3. Maudlin 2 were bumped by Sydney Sussex 2. No sign yet of Claire. Zoe, have you seen the yellow blades of Claire at all?
I have. They're coming close to you. It looks like there's about half a boat between them. So maybe some excitement coming up your end now.
So just seeing the blades of Claire now. So looking at your distances at the top, Queen 3, they are slowing. And actually, St. Cats are going to have a go at this. They're going to have a pop at Queens, I think. St. Cats 3 have brought that distance down to 3.5 lengths as they just go over under the railway ridge. But further back to where excitement really happens, this is the blades of Claire. Claire 4 and Tit Hall 3. Tit Hall obviously overbumped... who was it? It was Emma, wasn't it, on the first day. And they've managed to close Claire down to 3/4 of a length here on the long reach. This is Tit Hall on Claire, 3/4 of a length as we're pretty much halfway down long reach. They're both near the northern bank, so there's no steering wide on this one. No, and it's still staying about 3/4 of a length. This is Tit Hall on Claire. Tit Hall 3 on Claire. Remember, Tit Hall managed to get that overbump yesterday. I wonder if they're still surging with dopamine from that, being able to do this. They're going right past me now, still 3/4 of a length as they head towards the railway bridge. Tit Hall really pulling hard now. They are steering ahead of time, trying to go near the railings to try and get the better racing line. Further back, Pembroke's Clearwater, as are Darwin, their Clearwater. So let's stay with this then. We've got Tit Hall on Claire, down to half a length now as we go under the railway bridge. They are top half of the division. They've got a little longer on the course to go. I'm going to try and stay with it. Half a length, Tit Hall steering towards the railings. try and get the better Cox line, and that's worked. That's really worked. It's now a quarter of a length as they go under the railway bridge. These guys have got to go as far as Peter's Post. It's now down to an eighth of a length as we're under the railway bridge. Tit Hall. Tit Hall 3 on Clare 4. Quarter of a length. Everyone's sharing all the boats aboard for the next race. This is going to go the distance. Can they do it? Don't know if my legs will. We're down to an eighth of a length. Oh, no, but Tit Hall have lost a bit of pace. The gap's opened up. It's now a quarter of a length. I have to go round. Morley's Holt. Oh, my word. Right, I'm going to be walking this, I think. Round Morley's Holt. Quarter of a length now. Tit Hall on Clare. Clare are getting away. They're getting away. The tanks are opening. Oh, no, it's another late push from Trinity Hall. They raced again. They are getting it down to, it's still a quarter of a length, you know. God, they're mocking me. I think that's what this is. Let's follow it with our eyes. This is going to be a really close finish. Looking further back, Pembroke, Clearwater, Darwin, Clearwater. Stay with it. Clare, still a quarter of a length ahead, opening up now. That's now three quarters of a length around Morley's Holt. We're almost there, you guys. Let's see what happens as they come round the back of Morley Holt. Three quarters of a length. And Tit Hall are hungry, but they're tired. They're looking really tired. Can they do it? No, still three quarters of a length as we approach Peter's Post. Guys, it's not going to happen. This is going to be rowovers. I think this is rowovers for both. There we are. They've reached the end. Clare 4 row over, Trinity Hall 3 row over, about 6 lengths behind, so we see our next boat, Pembroke, behind those, Darwin, pretty much nowhere to be seen. Wow, I'm exhausted. So looking further back in, Darwin, could you please repaint your blades? You look like your Peterhouse. I'm not sure.
I'm just wondering if you've seen Emma, because I thought there was Darwin looked like they were under threat from Emma earlier. Is Emma not no sight to be seen?
Yeah, correct. No, Emma's here. Emma's with us. Everybody's opened up and separated out. Round Morley's Holt. There's Pembroke, 6 lengths of space. Then there's Darwin. And then about 4 lengths for Emmanuel here. They're all looking very tired, to be honest. There's no chance. No chance in hell of Emma catching them. In fact, they would have finished by now because they're bottom 9.
So that's cracking.
We didn't manage to get zero into distance. Clare 4, Trinity Hall 3, Pembroke 4, Darwin 3, Emma 4, row over. The only ones I haven't seen are Hobbiton 3. Did they even start?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they've even started, Mike. That's what I'm wondering. Still haven't seen them come past me, and I'm right at the start. So they've obviously started right at the back, just around that corner, out of vision. And it looks like they've not even got off the line to begin with. Still no sign of Hamilton W3, but, you know, bottom of the division, it's going to be a row for them either way at this point, I think. Right, so...
I think we could do a final run through. Was that what you were about to go to, Mike? Final run through?
Go for it, Molly. I need to catch my breath.
Molly, would you like to take us through?
Starting from the top there, we have Queens W3 rowing over. Behind them, Lucy Cab W2 managed to catch Fit W2. Behind them, we had Tat W3 row over. Keys W3 are on for blades because they managed to bump Maggie W3. Sydney Sussex W2 caught very early on a nice bump on Maudlin W2. Claire W4 rode over, and so did Tit Hall W3. That was in the very tight commentary that nearly killed Mike at the end there. Pembroke W4 rowing over, Darwin W3 rowing over, Emma W4 rowing over. Tit Hall W4 on course of blades with their bump on Wilson W2. And as are Cats W4 also on for blades with their bump on Queens W4. And then the elusive Homerton W3, which no one has quite seen at the bottom of the river.
Molly.
It's time to go back to the studio. Yes, Mike?
I was just going to jump in before we go back and just let you know. There are two different finishes on the bumps course. You get the top 9 finish and the bottom 9 finish. That's because those that are further back when they start have to row obviously more of the course if they were all to have the same finish. So... the finishes are Peter's Post and the railway bridge. Now, if you're the 10th crew, which Trinity Hall were, you've got a choice. If it's the crew in front who are the ninth crew, they're obliged to go to the further finish. The tenth crew can either stop after they reach their nearer finish, which is the railway bridge, or of course, if you've got a crew in your sight, you are allowed to row on further to try and snag them, because that crew doesn't finish until the later finish, Peter's Post. And that's what was happening between Clare and Trinity Hall. Between my gusts, I wasn't able to explain that. So that's why Trinity Hall decided to row past their finish, because they still had eyes on Clare to bump. But alas, they got as far as Peter's Post. Clare cleared over the line, and that was it. No bump happened. Rowers for both. Right, I'm going to hand back to the studio.
Thank you very much, Mike. Going to catch your breath. Thank you for that interesting little tidbit. We'll be back with confirmed results in a short mile.
This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the Riverside. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
As I'm sure you heard, Scarlett's dulcet tones have now replaced Angus. He's unfortunately had to go, but hello, Scarlett.
Hello, again. Yeah. Scarlett.
True professional.
Scarlett is tired.
So we've had some more messages in. I asked earlier to clear up what would happen between Maggie's M5 and M4 boats, and pretty conclusively people said they're just going to swap places. And sometimes you get issued fines because it's up to the boat clubs to make sure that their boats are in the right divisions, and they weren't, and so on. So that's what's going to happen there. Meryl, you've just got confirmed results
for the
W4 division.
We have Queens 3 rowing over. Lucy Caff 2 bombed Fitzwilliam 2. Syndicates rowed over. Keys 3 bombed Lady Margaret 3. Sydney Sussex 2 bombed Magdalen 2. Clare 4 rowed over. Trinity Hall 3 rowed over. Pembroke 4 rowed over. Darwin 3 rowed over. Emmanuel 4 rowed over. Then we have Trinity Hall 4 bumping Wolfsome 2. St. Caps 4 bumped Queens 4. And Homerton 3 rowed over.
I think Homerton did not start. They did not show up today.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
What would happen there?
Well, absolutely nothing, because they're at the bottom of the division. So
that's true.
They just couldn't be bothered to row?
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if they're still on for spoons, to be honest. I think Mike has just phoned in to the studio.
Yes. Who do we have on the phone line?
Hi there, it's Mike. Can you hear me, right?
Yeah, you're live, Mike. What have you got for us?
Just results update. I've caught my breath now. So we just raced W4. It went off at 2:30. From top to bottom, here are the confirmed results. Queens 3, row over. Fitz 2, bumped by Lucy Cavendish 2. St. Cat 3, row over. Lady Margaret 3, bumped by Keys 3. Magdalen 2, bumped by Sydney Sussex 2. Clare 4, row over. Trinity Hall 3, row over. Pembroke 4, row over. Darwin 3, row over. Emma 4, row over. Wharton 2, bumped by Trinity Hall 4. Queens 4, bumped by St. Cat's 4, and Homerton 3 did not start. They were indeed not on the river.
Do we know why?
Not a clue, and neither do CECBC at the moment, so it's a bit of a mystery. Maybe too much beer. No, I don't know.
Do you have to row as a sandwich boat, or do you have the option to not row?
Well, they're not a sandwich boat,
they're just the last of the fishing.
Because this is only W4.
Yeah. So they kind of got nothing to lose, really.
No.
You know, some people say the rearmost crew automatically gets spoons anyway. I mean, they've got another few days to go to row for that. But no, they just didn't turn up for whatever reason. I'm sure we'll find out the politics later on. But,
Mike,
yeah.
Have you heard anything on the radio about Magdalen and Lady Margaret? Was it just a great row down the reach for them? Or any more details on that quadruple over bump?
So this is from the men's fifth division. No, men's...
Yeah, earlier race.
Yeah, so that happened right at the tail end of the race. And, yeah, it was just... I don't know what the circumstances were. I've not managed to chat to anybody from LMBC about it. But, yeah, Lady Margaret 4 We thought they were good for row overs. Then there were four bumps behind them. Pembroke 4 bumped by Corpus Christi 3, Lady Margaret 5 bumped by Emma 4, Queens 5 bumped by Jesus 5, Tithall 4 bumped by Fitz 3, and then, yeah, Maudley 4. But apparently right at the very end of the course, I don't know whether one crew thought that they had finished or not, there was the bump. Now, you may have heard me saying just at the end of the last race that if you are one of these crews that is in the 10th position or in the tailing half of the division, you have got the option to row forwards and keep rowing to snag the crew who's in the top half of the division before that top half crews finish. So whether... they thought, LMBC thought that, well, there's no crews behind us, the ninth is bumped out, we can just chill out a bit. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. We'll find out, we'll keep our ear to the ground and see. But yeah, so that was women's four. We'll be back with men's four in about half hour or so, a bit less than that, 20 minutes.
All right, thank you, Mike. Thank you.